Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. This is Christy with Barefoot is Legal, and I'm going to have with me Patty Katmere and Nicole, excuse me. We hope you enjoy the show today. We have a lot of exciting things to cover, and we have a couple of very exciting guests as well. So enjoy. Good afternoon.
Hey, Christy. This is Patty Peaceful. How are you doing, hon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How's my soul brother there?
Well, we haven't quite got him in the switchboard, so I'm not sure. But I believe that we could start out with, you said that you were going over some health tips and some foot care and all this good stuff for us barefooters, and also that, you know, we'll go over that different times. And where would you like to start?
All right. Well, today I was wanting to go ahead and touch base on some of everybody's, you know, going about earthing, grounding, and people are really not aware of the benefits and stuff by going barefoot. And I just wanted to kind of touch on some things throughout the show and get everybody's feedback. I know Proof, he's going to be calling in here in just a few to say hey to all of us. But as far as the benefits of earthing, it's an overall it improves our lives. As far as it improves our energy level, we actually start looking and feeling a lot better when we choose to just throw those shoes off. It also, believe it or not, it improves our sleeping habits.
Really?
So many, very much so. So many people, like, go to bed and, you know, put socks on to sleep when in all actuality, we're not getting that energy and stuff from our beds, our sheets. Everything is living energy.
Huh.
And I just wanted to talk about real quick the disadvantages of wearing shoes. What that does is it disconnects us from the earth. And what that is our shoes work as a non-conductor. It's blocking that. And, y'all, I do apologize today. I'm suffering from major allergies. We had a bunch of storms up here last night, and it has stirred up so much stuff.
Right.
So also, you know, the disadvantages of wearing shoes and not getting that natural energy and stuff is we start feeling very fatigued. Our energy level starts to decrease. And what I do is I challenge everybody today, you know, take off your shoes if you're not a barefooter, and walk around your yard for maybe about a half hour to 20 minutes and just really become one with the earth and start to feel
that
energy.
I do that,
yeah,
and it does make you feel really good just to sit there and absorb the energy through your feet and let it travel through your body and just take, you know, a couple moments to breathe in and out, and it is surprising how much better it makes you feel.
It really is. And like I had shared my story last week where everybody actually, you can go back to last week's show and listen to my story along with some others. And just for me, I started finding out that the more and more that I go barefoot, the more energy and stuff I have. You don't realize you just get energy from your laminate floors, from asphalt.
Right.
And for me, I much rather have all that natural energy. I'm not one that sits and drinks those energy drinks and all that to get that false energy, that false high, that all of a sudden we just crash and burn. You know, with becoming one with yourself, for one, but also with the earth, you start to find that you don't need those energy drinks. You don't need anything that is going to give you that false high, that false energy, if you will.
Right.
So okay. With that being said, I will open the floor for discussion.
Well, so believe we have Katmir with us now.
Can you hear me?
We
Yay.
Hear you loud and clear. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking the leading charge here. I made it in the nick of time.
Not a problem.
And, we're having rain over here in Georgia. It's raining hard. It's great. I
been out there just walking it yet?
Oh yeah. It's I was just up in Monroe, picking up a few things from an antique shop and loading it up into my Jeep. It's pretty funny. Everybody's they have their trucks and their vans and they're loading and unloading, and they're just ducking away from the rain. And they're like, "Oh, I got sneakers on." I actually overheard, and I'm like, "You have sneakers on, really?" That's what's stopping you from stepping out to the puddles, I had Crocs on because this particular this particular antique.
I just did not hear that tisk tisk.
Yes, it's true. I'm not perfect. No, this place here. This antique place, it used to be an old paper mill, and the original floors are there, and so are a lot of the original nails holding down the floors, and there's there's cracks in the wood, and there are holes through it, but so are these little metal bits sticking up, and although I have been in and out of there and done my thing completely barefoot, it's just they're not really maintaining the place, and in the hurry that I was in, I didn't want to fly against any of that, especially since I'm paying more attention to furniture and so forth. That was my mindset. But then it started raining, and I just said, "Oh yay, rain! Awesome!" Left the emergency shoes in the car and started like stomping through the puddles, and I'm
nice.
And I'm moving the chairs and the tchotchkes and so forth onto a little cart and going in and out. It's great, and everybody's just like staring at me, and I'm like. And I'm like, seriously, just take off your shoes. The water will not hurt you, and neither will concrete or the wood floors. Just to point out, there's a certain sense of awareness. I'm not going to just step blindly onto something that in my mind is maybe. Maybe a danger, but like I said, I've done that before. I've been to this antique shop before, helping move things around and so forth, and I've done that absolutely barefoot. There's no issues here with that, but in my rush, that's where I thought, okay, maybe I should keep that in mind.
Uh-huh.
Happened just.
All right. Well, it's looking like. We've got a couple of callers that want to join in on the conversation.
Great.
How about
Let's
we go ahead and speak with someone? Hello, this is Barefoot is Live Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Hey, first-time caller, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
What's your name, first-time caller?
Ruth.
Chris? All right, Chris, we're glad to have you.
No, my name's Proof.
Oh, hey, Proof. I know it was you. How are you doing today?
Yeah, but somebody else didn't know.
Right, that's all right. How are you doing today?
I was already laughing. I was like, first time caller, come on. How are you doing, boss?
All right.
Well, how are you, Proof?
Well, I'm not here to check in on people. I'm here because I run the group, and I'm excited to be a part of our explosion here. Like
yes,
I was saying earlier this week in our Facebook group, that we went in the past year from being labeled as country bumpkins to actually it being a health trend. And
right.
I think that we are starting to open doors, but it all depends on other members like ourselves reaching out and making friends.
That is correct. I agree with you 100% on that.
Because Facebook only allows us 5,000 friends, and I usually keep myself between 4,700 and 4,900 people on my Facebook wall. But it's not just... and I wanted to talk for a second about social media and marketing, that I prefer to do things responsibly. I don't just add people for the sake of adding and then throwing people in a group they don't want to be in and hope that they stay in.
Right.
I'm all about making friends first, and I'm not going to add people that I don't think I'd be friends with. And if you surround yourself in various groups and interests, you're going to have an extremely diverse motley group of Facebook friends, which is kind of what I did. And it's done that way so you can educate people on everything that you're interested in. So I feel like I'm doing a good job conquering it, but we need more people to step up and be part of the change. We had someone today... The first two people that responded, because she did the conversation starter that I've kind of basically patented to get people talking. The first two
right.
people were a train wreck. One person was talking about how they're in house shoes. That as soon as they get in the front door, they change shoes, and there's never more than 5 minutes in a day where they don't have shoes on. And then the other one was... basically giving one excuse after another. And then one said that they hate shoes and they would love to live without them. And so I asked, well, why can't you? And then every excuse comes out of the book. And they eventually blocked me, which I thought was funny, because every excuse they had, I had a rebuttal. And then they just called me a jackass and left me alone. And then after those first, I got blocked. But after those first three people, like six or seven, came in and said, hey, I'm with you. And I was able to facilitate traffic along with our friend. And I think somebody just posted a couple minutes ago, and I'll have to get with them on that too. But it's all about putting yourself out there. And like a rapper from Georgia, Bone Crusher, said about 10 years ago, I ain't never scared.
I'm scared.
I'm used to getting laughed at. I don't care. But for those three people that thought that they were the best thing ever because of their choice in clothing, that we were able to still get seven members out of it, even though we had some rough patches in the beginning. It just gets me how people honestly think they're better than somebody else just because of the fact that they choose to wear something that the other person doesn't. It's like you and I walk into a store and all four of us here are wearing hats and we just walk up to somebody. Look at that non-wearing hat MF.
Yeah, and then
look at you,
like,
fools. You fools aren't wearing hats. What do you mean you don't have gloves on? Well, what kind of idiot are you not to wear gloves? But people feel it's their right to walk up to us. And people that wear flip-flops will walk up to you and tell you how much of a loser you are because your foot's touching the ground.
Exactly. And real quick, Dave, just like the other day when I went into my doctor's office, you want to talk about how enraged I got. I've been going there for years upon years. So the other day I decided I was going to go total barefoot without having, you know, my barefoot sandals on. And all the ladies are like, oh, you have no shoes. I'm like, oh, my goodness, when did you finally now notice this? And then they go, well, this, you could step on a needle. I said, well, maybe you need to be more careful because I'm very conscious as to where I step versus where you're stepping. So make a long story short, after I got out of the doctor's office, I get a phone call from them saying, we really appreciate your cause and what you stand for, and, you know, but, here's the big but, drum roll, people, but next time you come in, you have to wear shoes.
Yeah, we appreciate your cause, and I'm going to use a profanity here because that's basically how they told it to you. We appreciate your cause, and we want to let you support your group, but fuck you.
Yes, thank you. Exactly. He's been bleeped. But exactly, and she goes, I wish I had that freedom to be able to go without shoes. I said, well, you do have that freedom. So
yeah, I wish I
can
have that freedom, but you're – I wish I can have that freedom, but you can't have your freedom. Goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah, or,
and so
or how about the fact that you survived the experience?
So I go onto their website and look at their mission, and their mission statement, check it out, is to have a better, healthier life. Wow. Okay.
About
so
that.
My better, healthier life is not wearing shoes and being able to walk and stuff like that. So like you said, pretty much you told me, F off, we don't care what you stand for, but guess what? If you're going to come back here next month, you better make sure you have shoes on.
And how is that supportive of your healthier lifestyle?
Exactly. Oh, I got something for them. I'm going to wear those adhesive. I'm going to buy a pair of those little adhesive bottom things, whatever, and just go in there and stomp all around that place. And guess what? They can't do crap. Don't
you
rebel,
you. I love
it. It's
but
so
here's
bad.
The thing. Here's the thing, and I hope this is something that we can add to our documentary that we're working on, because I haven't been on since making the announcement that we're working on a documentary. I would love, if you actually bought those stupid things, not that I want to see anybody waste $15, but I would love to hear a doctor tell you that you should put those on because a needle can fall on your foot.
Oh, I'm gonna bring my sidekick, which I have in studio with me now, and he's actually helping me in the chat room. So if y'all want to chat, there is my brother here, Brian. He's working the chat room so that I can also, you know, talk with y'all and stuff like that. But I'm gonna have him come along and do that video, that little documentary of them telling me what are the benefits and the disadvantages and so on and so forth. I'll probably end up getting kicked out and escorted out by the police, but I'm okay with that. I stand for my cause, and nobody's going to make me bend my way of thinking at all.
Well, you don't have to go all out with that. If they don't want you, then that's fine. Just let them know that you're currently looking for other doctors, And if having shoes is more important than having a patient, then there's other doctors out there. He's not the only doctor in town, right?
No, he isn't. And I'm actually going to be looking for another doctor that can help specialize with the disease. But this was my thing. Emory University, okay, one of the biggest universities as far as dealing with autoimmune diseases and stuff like that. Dr. Lava down there at the Brain Institute and stuff like that was 100% backing me in the barefoot cause. Said, just be careful where you step, Patty. And I was like, hey, I'm more aware where I'm stepping than you are.
I agree with that because, I mean, as soon as your toe touches something that's not supposed to, you know, be there, I know it's like the pressure doesn't go down on your foot to completely step on it as it would if you were wearing a shoe because you couldn't feel what you're stepping on. You know, so if there's something out of the ordinary, it's like your foot immediately knows it.
Correct. And, you know, just like, you know, putting your best foot forward. Guess what? I'm going to put both of those best feet forward because those are the only feet I will ever have. You know, you can get another kidney. You can get a heart transplant. You can get lung transplants. And the list goes on and on. I can't get two other feet. So, of course, I'm going to make sure that I'm watching where I step. So that's my little rant. And thanks a lot, Proof. You and I could get on here and just rant away.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not really about ranting, I guess, but I just want to let people know that I'm listening. If there are people listening for the first time, it's not like every single day where you go outside and you get yelled at. I would say that for every 20 places one might say something, maybe even 25, it's not as common as people think.
No,
and for
every store
or every person that says something to you and evicts you, there's 25 other places at least that say, well, if they won't take your money, I'll take it, and you can come back anytime you want and spend your money. So we have the power of the purse. A business needs a customer more than you and I need a place to spend our money.
Correct.
So as long as we realize that and we don't just run out to our car or, hey, hold my grocery cart, I'll be back in 15 minutes with something as thin as three sheets of paper held on by a rubber band, but don't put my grocery cart away. As long as we're doing that, then they're going to continue to do what they're doing. I just think that we need to hurt them by going to a competitor and having a receipt and showing them that, hey, I made the switch. And whenever you want to have me back, you just let me know. But this is my home now, and they told me I can come back anytime.
That's right. That is correct. All right, my soul brother, you're awfully quiet today.
Oh, I'm just thinking
that. Did that rain soak your brain?
No, actually, I got distracted. We have a moment of sunshine out there, and I'm looking at my ample backyard going, I can't wait to run out there and then, like, slide sideways. So fun.
Yeah.
When the grass is wet.
Heck yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there, slip and slide of the earth.
Yeah.
Well, my goal here, though, is to make people feel empowered and not harp on the negatives, but laugh at this stupidity, because I've had people tell me that, well, you need to have your shoes on while sitting in the office at all times, because that filing cabinet that takes a forklift and two people to move is going to fall on your foot. Or...
Wow.
Yeah, I know all we sell is magazines and Hallmark cards, but a piece of glass could fall on your foot.
Well, I've honestly never been escorted out of a place or told I had to leave because of my shoes. I'm sorry?
You haven't been living, that's why.
Oh, no, I mean, I go to different places, but, I mean, I've had people look at me funny, and I had a patron at a gas station the other day say, oh, you better watch out, not wearing any shoes. They just had that window busted out over there, and there might be some glass. I was like, honestly, the only place I ever step on glass is at my house. From breaking glass in my kitchen.
I've kind of contemplated just wearing those plastic gloves that people wear when they're at Subway making your sandwich. And when someone says something about you not wearing shoes, you tell them, do you know all the dangers from not wearing gloves?
Exactly. That's what I was saying on last week's show, as far as people talking about how dirty feet are. I don't put my feet in my mouth. But
right.
We're so quick to put our fingers in our eyes and in our mouth.
Right. Like if I'm in the grocery store, what I'm going to do, right, as I walk in there barefoot and I've got my basket, I'm gonna go straight to the produce section, do a handstand, and I'm gonna sort through all the fruits and vegetables with my bare feet. That's exactly what's gonna happen because I'm barefoot.
Right.
there's a meme that I made, and it's using the cartoon on there, but the short of it is that I don't shop in wearing a hazmat suit, you know, because talking about the safety factor of having like these sanitized hands to like grab things. Good grief! That's what everybody does when they go shopping. They just grab the clothes. They grab the vegetables and the fruit. They start squeezing and just put it back and. You know, they go through all the boxes and, you know, they got the shopping carts and their hands are everywhere because, you know, they need to grab what they need to buy. You know, it's not like, we're working at a medical facility and, you know, a nurse, you know, is expected to change their gloves very often for everything they grab.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen with the general, you know, consumer population. It's not going to happen. Possible, you know, and
right.
You know, and then there's the argument about, you know, the other safety factor. But it's like, okay, if you're barefoot and you're at the grocery store, let's just keep saying, okay, you need to have shoes on in case you step on something. It's like, okay, I have flip flops on. Is that going to protect me from falling items like all these vegetable cans? Is the flip flop just automatically protects my toes, the top of my feet, my ankles maybe. Really, I'm not completely protected. People don't allow their brains to go in that direction and just keep on cranking the gears there. Flip flops are not protective gear at all. If anything, they're trip hazards. People get their flip flops stuck in the escalator at shopping malls. Okay, we all know about, you know, driving with the darn things on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not talking about banning them either. We're talking about just promoting our lifestyle.
Yep.
Right.
It's like,
we've got about 30 seconds before we need to go to commercial, okay?
Right on.
No, we're not on the timer.
I'm sorry?
I said we're not on a timer.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to make sure that we get the commercials in and take the break.
So, your other callers are ready?
Yeah, we have Kevin, our biggest fan. He should be calling in right now.
He's already on there.
All right.
I was going to say if there was somebody new that I haven't spoken to before, I don't mind taking a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. I don't think my daughter has called in yet, but I know we have another guest as well.
I'm all about trying to bring new people into our group and new people onto our chat room and also on our radio show. So if there was anybody new, I was going to take 5 minutes and say hi, but if not, then you guys can go to break, and I got an 11 o'clock interviewee as a host for Freedomizer, so I wanted to make sure that I had that going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on.
Well before
Bruce,
I leave,
really
my radio show is on Monday through Thursday, the Proof Negative radio show, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time here on Freedomizer Radio. So that's where you could find the big kahuna here.
Oh, all right. We listen in and we urge others to listen in. You always have some good information, and I always get a good chuckle before I'm going to work.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
all right,
so
I guess we're
going
to go to break real quick.
Yep. We'll go to break real quick, and then we'll get to Kevin. And
how would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worrying that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by...
There are reports that say sitting all day at work is just as unhealthy as smoking. There is a hot new health trend called earthing, where you leave your shoes at home and you go out for a walk in the park. However, most of us work all day. This is where Serenity Rug comes in. Serenity Rug is meant to let you feel the grass beneath your feet while you have to stay inside and get your work done. This revolutionary footrest encourages movement and blood flow so you can feel better while working. Relieves muscle tension, improves circulation at your own desk while you're working. Anyway, please check out SerenityRug.com. That's SerenityRug.com.
All right. Hey, Nicole.
Oh, hi. Hi, you guys.
Hello, hello.
Sorry that you were on hold for so long.
No,
I wasn't sure about your number. But welcome, and how was your week with your barefoot adventures?
Well, I just recently relocated to Georgia, so acclimating to how people, you know, react, you know, in this particular area, because I get a little bit like leery. But I've been told, especially with my roommate, that everybody here is always barefoot. So she, you know, was like, please, this is the country. Everybody goes everywhere barefoot all the time. So I've just been doing convenience stores and stuff like that and don't even get any kind of bad looks or nothing. It's not even recognized at all. So it's actually very, very positive. Yeah.
Yay. That's great.
Yeah. So you guys have a seriously busy show today. I can, you know, I'm just stuck in back. I just wanted to say hi to everybody and, you know, say hey and my positive news.
It's great.
about being here, because that makes a big difference, because then you just, it takes like, you're like, I don't have to worry about it. And you have that much more confidence because you're like, well, nobody cares. This is great, you know?
Right.
So I'm going to take the time to post some more stuff on, you know, take pictures of where I'm going and stuff like that. So I, because I feel so much more confident about it. So you'll be seeing some more positive.
Oh, yeah, I saw the hula hooping pictures yesterday. Those were amazing.
Oh, thank you. I took one this morning, too, and I posted it. It was actually my shadow of the hula hoop. With, like, we were going through the sprinkling and stuff because it was so hot here before the thunderstorms that are crazy. But I did, you know, like,
right.
My footprint for, and I'm dancing with the hula hoop, and I got my shadow, and it was just the neatest picture. I hadn't gotten a chance to post it to Barefoot yet, but it's just on my regular Facebook page. But, oh, yeah, I'm having a ball. I'm just having a good old time.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And I did post I went to that Murphy's Hollow Springs, which has all the, like, natural rocks with the moss on them, and it's just so therapeutic. You just down in the moss and just, oh, it's just wonderful. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me. But I'm going to duck back because you guys have everybody waiting in line. So I'm just going to get off and listen. And wish everybody a happy Barefooting Saturday. And there we be.
Awesome.
Silent Era. All right, you guys.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I'll be listening. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Okay. I don't know. You guys there?
Yep, we're here.
Okay, so let's see if we can bring in our, actually, who do we have on the air right now? Is this Nick?
Yeah, I'm here with you guys. How you doing?
Hey, right on.
Oh, and so is Kevin. Kevin is with us as well.
Hello, hello.
I don't know where Kevin went. This is Nick, and I noticed I never see Bruce or hear Bruce and Dave at the same time. I think there's something going on there.
There is, I think you're right.
Have you ever noticed how they're never in the same room at the same time?
Same room at the same time. One of them must be the evil Chad brother, maybe, or evil twin.
<That's> so odd.
Is he still with us, or he's gone? He went off to his... interview, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he left.
Why?
Yeah, he's fully TCB, taking care of business.
Got it. Okay. Well, I just want to chime in a little bit on kind of what you guys were talking about, how it really comes to barefoot acceptance and promoting that image and, you know, having people understand that, you know, the store is not like that scene from Ghostbusters where the books are going to fly off the shelves at everybody and kill them because they don't have shoes on. I have a little trick that I do. Whenever I hear that there's a new grand opening of a store or, you know, like there were just like two major grand openings in my area. And I made it a point to go to each one because that's where all the higher ups in the companies are. They bring employees from like all different locations from around to open up this store. District managers, the head of marketing, the merchandise managers, the DMs, the general managers, store managers from all around all flock to this store when a grand opening is happening. And you also have a lot of media attention there too. So I make it a point to go there because most likely you're not dealing with regular clerks at most of the departments at the main entrances and stuff. You're dealing with higher ups, VPs and stuff that are there looking like regular employees, but they're ambassadors to the new community that they're opening up their store in. And I find it so effective how it spreads when you walk in barefoot and you talk to these people. And if you do get some lower level employee that may be the one that's very zealous and wants to enforce this no shoes thing, how when the higher ups are there, all of a sudden that changes it pretty quick. And they also don't want to embarrass themselves in front of media for putting a negative image, for not accepting people in the community, because they're new. And even though they've done their demographics and they've done their research on the community, there's always the 2% that they may have overlooked that they want to accept into their store and not have a bad image moving into a new neighborhood. So I just find that interesting. And that's just one strategy that I take almost like ambassadorship for the barefoot lifestyle. I don't know. Has anybody else tried that, or is it just something maybe now that it's mentioned, everybody should do that? Because I find it really spreads, and there was a location, a Whole Foods, and I don't know if I should mention them on the air, but there was one store that was giving a local barefooter issues, and they opened up a new store in my area. And I recognized some of the managers because I used to live in that part of Ohio. And they opened up a store nearby where I live now, and I went in there and I recognized some of the managers that I've never had an issue in there, but someone apparently did. And then it all of a sudden changed. They were more accepting of other barefooters in the Columbus area, which is where they had a store that I frequented often before I moved out to where I am now. And they opened up their new location. I noticed that there was a lot less resistance, and they were more aware of, like, the fact that, wow, it's not just this one person. And it's amazing how that spread through the company, at least in this area anyway, just by going there to these grand openings and just presenting it as, you know, being an ambassador for the barefoot lifestyle almost.
So, that's a great idea. I think I'm going to do that here.
when
you say Columbus,
every
opportunity, you mean
yeah.
Georgia or?
No, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Ohio. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm in Columbus, Georgia. So I was like, I really haven't noticed all that many people going barefoot.
And, you know, hopefully it spreads more. Hopefully more people will. And we're working on this documentary, Snow Marie and I.
Yeah.
And, so we finally have the website done so people can start submitting their stories and videos and stuff. So I'm going to give a link out to the Barefoot is Legal to put on their website and start posting on Facebook to get that rolling in the next week. Because we'd love to just start collecting these stories and hearing, you know, people's adventures and the reasons and the interviews that they submit. So keep an eye out for that, too.
Yeah, I never thought about targeting in particular, the store grand openings. That would just settle the matter from the get-go. So now
exactly.
We're going to look out for that. I don't care if it's a mattress store, whatever.
Yeah, definitely everything from the mom and pops to the regional chains to the big corporates, especially the big corporates, because I used to work in store planning on the East Coast, and I worked on opening up stores, so I know who's there. When I work for corporate, I get called in, and you'd see every VP, every head of the departments, and I noticed that every major chain does the same thing. And that's where I got the idea from years ago, and I try to make it a point to, even if I have to drive 45 minutes to get to a grand opening, I want to do that because it puts like someone in this lifestyle that goes barefoot. And I do it for religious reasons. And I also have a medical condition, which developed after I studied theology and found the religious reason for it.
I find it important. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's something that I have to do, that I have to do personally. I'm a veteran and I go, see a counselor on a regular basis, since I've been doing this barefooting thing, I've had a change in counselors, and you know, I always go in without shoes, and we have like maybe a minute and a half's worth of a conversation about grounding and how much it's helping me. As far as, you know, being relaxed. I'm sure everybody goes through this anyway whenever they get home from work and, you know, they take off their shoes and they just have, like, that percentage of relief.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much permanent. Just want to throw that in.
Yeah.
Because I need to get a note from him for that so I can take it to work.
Oh, yeah. Having a doctor's note really helps advance the, you know, your agenda anyway when it comes to resistance that you get. And that's always gone a long way with me as well. I don't know about anybody else out there.
Can y'all hear me all right?
We hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. I've been getting kicked off and on and all that, so I just wanted to make sure. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me pretty good.
Loud and clear.
Yep.
Okay, right?
So I just, that's just my thought on how I like to advance it and kind of get it out there. And it's just been a tactic that I've used for years now. And it's amazing how it just spreads through the company and the corporate culture that, you know, it's funny, at the grand opening, and they have meetings because they like talk about it afterwards. And I've even like contacted them afterwards and wrote them letters about how much I enjoy their store. And by the way, I was the barefoot guy or something that you met. And you kind of gain a rapport with the higher ups in the company that then make those decisions to pass new policy or change their policies down in the store level. And I've even done 2 workshops for different companies about barefoot acceptance for
right
customers
on.
And the civil rights and the disability laws and stuff like that. Because I also am a legal advocate, so I I write a lot of letters and you know pursue things.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's just something that having that rapport with some of these companies, especially the larger corporates, you know, that you really don't get a chance to see a lot of people. Or it's very hard to get contact with the right person that makes that decision. And it's just, the 1-800 customer service numbers, those all go to call centers. I mean, you're dealing with, you know, what their script says and what the parameters they can function in. It's so hard to get in touch with someone and to personally meet them at a grand opening like that. 8 out of 10 times, the right people are there and they see that and they realize that, you know, this is actually okay. And maybe we shouldn't have a policy if we do have one, if it becomes an issue in the future.
We don't want to give them the leeway to consider, okay, well, maybe we should do what we're used to getting, which is add more rules and make things more strict, something like that. But
yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Nick. We really appreciate your insight.
You're welcome.
That's
I'll be listening.
Great idea.
Join you guys again next week if you got another guest coming on. Thank you for your service and good luck to all the barefooters out there. Keep pushing it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, thank
talk to you guys
so
later.
Much. Okay, bye.
Got a great show. Keep it going. Bye.
Yeah, thanks for all that information, Nick. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, we definitely
and
do, and it's something that I think I should look into doing, locally. As well, so I think that would be great.
Everybody
you guys,
should
I have
do
some...
it. It's... Yep. I'll let you guys go. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thank you, Nick.
Anytime.
We love you.
Oh, I love you guys
I
too.
I have some exciting news. Love you guys. My daughter Haley, the one that was seen in photographs at her graduation in her cap and gown with barefoot. She is a guest with us today. Hi, Haley.
Hey, Haley. Thank you. How are you doing?
Are you there?
Today, Haley?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Now.
Okay. I'm good. How are
Welcome
you guys?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let... Yeah, I was going to let you do it since I'm her mom.
That's right. Haley, what made you decide to go barefoot at graduation, and how well were you recepted?
I decided to go barefoot because I was in heels, and I don't like shoes, period, because they just hurt my feet. And so I just took them off, you know. And not many people said anything about it. Like, my friends came up to me, and they thought it was hilarious. So... Because everybody knows that everybody that I hang out with.
Okay.
Everybody that I hang out with knows that I don't like wearing shoes.
What I thought was hilarious was we were taking family pictures, and we had the news photographers coming up there taking pictures of us while we were getting our family pictures taken. And it was actually on the website for the Columbus Ledger Inquirer in the newspaper section.
Right on. How many other people, Haley, because you decided to kick off the heels and not conform with everyday society, how many others decided to kick off their heels as well?
None.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
nobody.
Nobody else did. I was the only one that decided, you know, take shoes off because they're uncomfortable. Everybody else kept theirs on.
Good for you. That's great. Well, maybe more and more, being that you're, you know, with the younger generation, and being that, you know, shoes and stuff like that, you know, especially during the summer months, everybody's so focused on the prettiest sandals. And I actually get some of these magazines sent to me, Cosmopolitan and Shape and all that. And I was looking through of all these different most uncomfortable wedges, different sandals and all that. Yeah,
yep.
They're beautiful. My goodness, how much stress and stuff that actually puts on our feet. So I'm really proud
yeah.
of you as a young woman that you can stand and maybe others will follow with you.
Yeah, I don't know, though. These people are, you know, don't think about these kind of things because they don't realize, like, when you stand in heels for so long, it starts to wear your heel down, and it can also cause problems in your back doing that.
That is correct. You're 100% correct, sweetie. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you for letting me.
Thank you for coming on to the show.
And you have a wonderful day, sweetie. I said, do we have Kevin ready to come on and tell his story?
I'm going to check. Because I checked earlier and I couldn't hear anything, so I went ahead and switched. But I want to thank you, Haley, and I love you, honey.
I love you too, Mom.
All right, bye, sweetie. I'm going to put you back on listen, okay?
All right.
All right, so we're going to go and check on Kevin and see if he's there. Looking for the number. I'm sorry.
We got the Eastern 954 area code.
Yeah, I was about to say,
yeah,
I believe it's this
Kevin
one.
Right, right there.
Hey, Kevin, are you there now?
Yes, I am. I is.
All right.
Welcome.
Well, hello, Kevin, our number one fan.
How in the world did I get to be y'all's number one fan? How'd that come about?
Well, because,
you're always
awesome song.
Always with it.
Okay, I'll accept that. So, I'm doing fine. I had a lovely barefoot run in the street, you know. So even before I started, because I always run on the Navy base anyway, so I decided to run in on the sidewalk in the street and whatnot. So I did walk through the grass. That was around the track, and I guess it felt okay because you know me, the dew and the grass is wet and all that stuff. So I guess it felt okay, even though I normally don't really do it, you know. And at the same time, I mean, I still hate walking through mud, even in shoes. But that's a whole nother story.
I like walking in mud with my bare feet.
Love walking in mud. The squishiness between my toes and stuff. Because as a kid, you know, come on. Our parents said, don't step in that mud puddle. Don't get in that mud. Boy, let me tell you, just like my soul brother there. Heck, I see a mud puddle or something. Boy, I'm all up in that stuff.
Well, you know, then again, not that I think about it, I probably much rather step in mud than step in dog crap.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's a different kind of squishiest. Okay, that's a different kind of squishy.
Nope,
so,
what
were you?
So,
what were you
saying? Yeah. So I want to. I also want to point out. Yes. Family Dollar. I was in Family Dollar last night. You know, had shorts on, and it was like, you know, completely obvious. Yeah. So I'm at the register waiting for the cashier to come, and I'm not sure if she even noticed. It's like she looked in the other direction. I don't even think she even noticed my bare feet. So I'm like, okay, sweet. Maybe they are barefoot friendly because they don't got no signs, you know. And they haven't, and none of the other employees haven't said anything. But then this was like around somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock last night. So I only saw two employees. So I don't think neither one of them cared.
Right. Well, that's good. Maybe more and more of us and getting the word out there that people are just kind of like turning, looking the other way. Who knows?
Wait.
But hey, Kevin,
wait.
You were going to come on and tell us about what made you decide to go barefoot one day. I mean, You are in the Navy. You are a second-class petty officer. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So how receptive do you find yourself on base and all that?
Well, here's the thing. Going back to 2013, I believe it was, I discovered this some social media website, and I was reading stories about how people like to go barefoot because they like to feel the ground or the grass in between their toes and stuff like that. So, and I'm gonna try to make this as short as possible. So it just made me do extra research on that. Is barefoot healthy? And I was surprised at what I read. You know, and the research, you know, and there are times that I still do it. It really convinced me. So I decided to give it a try. You know, like everybody else, I grew up wearing shoes, of course. So mm-hmm. so at the time I was living on base. So uh-huh. just to start out small, I would put my shoes on as soon as I got out of my room. You know, and then I would like okay. I would walk. I started walking to the laundromat barefoot, right? But as soon as I got to the door, I put my shoes back on and went inside. Sometime after that, I saw some other person walking barefoot to the laundromat. And I'm like, oh, okay. It seemed like nobody cared, neither did he. So that's when I finally went for it. You know, fast forward, I went to. I'm not sure if it was before or was it after, but I do remember going to here in Virginia Beach, I went to the park just to walk around, take pictures, you know. Then I went to Oceanfront, you know by the beaches and stuff. And by the mm-hmm. way, it sucks you got to pay for parking. I just want to throw that out there. Okay, so. So I'm walking into as many stores as I can, you know, and those beach stores, I guess it's because the beach is obviously barefoot friendly, you know, because, I mean, the no shirt, no shoes really don't exist. You know, I'm seeing guys, you know, with no shirt or girls in their bikinis and junk like that. So I guess it's a whole different, I guess it's totally different. Mm-hmm. You know, so then fast forward, I went to visit some family in Georgia, and I went to meet my parents and my grandma's house. My father was like, well, why are you barefoot? Or why you got no shoes? I'm like, you know, I heard barefoot was, I forgot what I said, but I heard that barefoot was healthy, so I decided to try it, you know. And so then with my mom, you know, she's a health and fitness expert. I don't think she wasn't too thrilled about it. She told me like, well, I don't care what you read. If you keep going barefoot, your feet get hard and get calluses. Well, for the research that I read, I thought calluses were good. Or maybe it isn't. But anyways, so.
No, if they're 3 inches thick, then they're probably not that good.
So I went to Dollar Tree. I mean Dollar General. I'm sorry. Went to Dollar General. With my shoes on, of course. And what I did, I went to the shoe section. I took them off. I acted like I was shopping. You know, I pretended like I was shopping because nobody said anything because I'm in the shoe section. You know, so I went to the day after that, I think I went to the Family Dollar next door. You know, and oh Lord, I'm gonna cut this short because I gotta go do something. But
sure, not a problem.
But, yeah, so unfortunately. I'm at the finish my story next week. But
okay.
I had a whole bunch of thoughts to say. So, but yeah,
okay,
y'all
so
have
we'll
a good show. I got to go.
You're in the
yeah,
two
we'll
section.
Start
is where we're gonna pick up next week.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll pick
well,
it up
we
next
really
week.
We appreciate you, Kevin.
Sure, not a problem.
Yes, we appreciate you. We love you. And we'll
you
talk to you next
day
week.
On.
Yeah,
right,
you know, I still can't. Yeah, I still can't believe I'm your number one fan. No. Oh, snap. So, goodbye.
Bye, Kevin.
See you, Kevin.
All right.
All right.
Well, I guess it's time to take another break.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
All righty.
Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Yo, drink, drop, reverse.
I like the way you grow with no pesticides. I got to box it up.
Box it up, yeah.
I like the way you grow it, so locally, I gotta box it up. I like the way you grow it, with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it, no diggity, no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, pollinator bags for all your bees. Melons you wanna squeeze, yes please, yes please.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden, peacefulbelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
All right, welcome back, and we are going to continue on with our Birth It Is Legal show, and so is everybody with us now?
Yes,
yep.
Patty Peaceful is right here, and we have DJ Crunchy Granola working the chat room, so if anybody's out there that you're scared to get on live, by all means, hit us up in the chat room. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions, anything like that.
DJ Crunchy Granola.
Yeah, that's my brother. He's DJ Crunchy Granola over here.
All right.
The Crunchmeister.
The Crunchmeister.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I just wanted to also touch on some stuff today real quick, some summer foot care tips that some people might not be aware of. Us as barefooters.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, us as barefooters, it's very important that we're making sure that we put sunblock on the tops and also the bottoms of our feet. That actually helps with the heat of asphalt and concrete and all that.
And, really?
And also, yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that either because I thought it was just, you know, to block UV rays, but I guess that would – I'm going to definitely do that.
Yeah, give it a try. Also, we need to make sure that we're keeping the blood flowing and all that to our feet. So what I recommend for people is, like, even us just sitting here right now, just periodically flex your ankles, rotate them, you know, counterwise, counterclockwise, up and down. Wiggle those toes. Let's get the blood flowing to our feet. How many times, you know, are we just out and about and, you look down and you're like, man, my feet are swollen. My toes look like little miniature hot dogs. You know, wiggle those toes. Get that blood flowing, people. Also, it's really good to do some calf stretches because, again, you're getting that proper blow. The flow and oxygen.
You're going down the list of all the things that that a person cannot do if wearing high-heeled shoes.
Exactly.
All those
so
things.
What I say, kick off those awful binding heels, women. I was one of those ladies that was confined and all that to the high heel.
I've always hated
heel,
high heels.
If you will.
But then again,
if
They're evil.
I've been a barefoot person most of the time, most of my life. So high heels have always killed my feet. I just can't do it.
Oh, girl, I could run in a pair of high heels. People used to say, I bet you can't catch me. I said, watch. I could run in some high heels. But now I'd be like a staggering fool. But also, it's very important that we drink lots of water, not just for our body, but just in general. That helps with the dehydration and the bloating that we do get in our feet as well.
That's right.
And a lot of people,
because
it's like, oh, my foot is still dry, and it's like, well, drink some more water.
Yes, water my feet. And then also, women, the flip-flops. We love the flip-flops. I hate the flip-flops. But flip-flops, we do not realize you end up with very small stress fractures. And the reason being is because, just think, while you're walking, your toes are gripping and trying to hold on for dear life, if you will. So over the course of the time, we're gripping our toes with that flip-flop and we're hitting that pavement. So if you have to wear shoes, which I do not promote, but if you must, women, please look for shoes that have, you know, thicker soles, better arches, and also with these stylish sandals, you're wanting to look for more strap so that you're not gripping, you know, that material and stuff with your toes.
Or look into the barefoot sandals.
Like,
people are making the barefoot sandals that are, you know, fashionable or what have you, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's vanity too.
It is. I mean, I like necklaces and bracelets and things like that. I like the whole decorative aspect of it, you know. As opposed to the ball from like plucking a flower and like putting it in your hair. But I'd rather slip on my little black ribbons and, go out there with that. And honestly, that is for me mostly due to mostly to have people's eyes just kind of like glaze over my feet because, as much as I want to talk to people about the health benefits of being barefoot, I'd rather make it into the place of business and have already engaged in that, prior to the, so I'm able to shop and conduct my business beforehand. It works for me in restaurants, at the bank, where I go to, at the mall. People who are for whatever reason, you know, they notice, hey, you're wearing barefoot sandals, you know, they're easier to engage about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can continue their day by putting their shoes in the bag. Great.
Real quick, talking about health benefits, did you see what Nick said about flip-flops? Okay, so I guess not. I'm in the chat room here, and so Nick commented, and he said flip-flops are also very dirty. They throw dirt up off the floor, and it lands all over the place, like tabletops in restaurants.
It does. It kicks up into the whoever's behind you.
They don't call them
I know that when I've worn them, you know, I noticed that the dirt is flipping up, you know, and hitting my legs, you know, when I was, you know, about 2 months ago, the last time I wore shoes, the only thing I would wear was flip-flops.
Oh, it's also
right?
awesome on sand and puddles. Just flick it everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But I never thought about the dirt and dust flying up on the tables and things like that. It's so gross.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wore a flip-flops about a year ago. And, I mean, for one, I was walking in a store and there was something sticky and that flip-flop got stuck to the floor. And hey, guess what? I went flinging and flopping.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I've broken my toe with them before.
The dangers behind them, yeah. They don't realize. I mean, they look pretty and all.
You know.
No, the barefoot sandals are way funner, and there's a bunch of stuff on the Facebook page of, I don't have it right in front of me right now with the names, if somebody is there can see, but there's tons of people that are doing really crafty, really neat things, so it would cover the vanity part of it and everything, and there's, you just got to get on the page and kind of, I guess just get in there and look at it, because there's people that are doing all sorts of neat stuff.
I'm working on making some myself, too. I just started learning how to do the very simple macrame. I guess I just haven't gotten up the nerve to just go ahead and make myself something.
Why not?
Regardless of whether it looks like crap. I don't know. I guess I'm scared I'm going to mess it up. I have the stuff.
You don't know unless you try.
I know. I mean, and I know that I could. I know that I could make something. I just don't want it to look stupid. But I guess I gotta try it. You know, and kind of try, or I won't
know.
Fuck up.
You could do it. You got
that. That's part of the fun.
Exactly. A little project.
About what? Oh yeah, and see, I'm a pretty crafty person, and I do all kind of crafty stuff. I just have not made myself make my own sandals yet. I don't know what's holding me back, but I'm going to try to work on that today, and maybe I can post some pictures when I get something made. Because I really want to wear them. I just want them to be cute. I don't want it to be stupid looking.
Well, play around with a few different ideas, and then, you know.
Yeah, whatever one I like the best, and then, you know, look up things. I have looked them up, and I'm just scared to try. I just need to do it. I've got a whole craft room full of stuff. I just need to do it.
Yep.
All right.
Experimentation is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. It's like, you've never walked past your own sidewalk barefoot. Do it. Try it out. You know, go pick up pizza. Go, cash your
baby
check.
Baby steps. Yeah, baby steps.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a sidewalk, but I've been telling myself that I'm going to walk the neighborhood barefoot.
Hey. Hello. We got Sam that's calling in.
Okay. That's awesome.
He's in the chat room, and he said he's been trying to call in and stuff. So maybe we can get Sam on the line here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see him.
Whoever to call in. It'll be we're looking for area code 541, wherever that pops in.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, barefoot sandals. I mean, there's a fun little project. We have many members of the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group. That they each have their own particular style, and you can type in barefoot sandal there, and you can find them and support your local artists. and also forward, put the movement forward, by going to the mall,
Right. Yeah. Do you guys have Sam yet?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is Sam, correct?
Yes, this is Sam.
Hey, hi, Sam.
Hey, sister.
Hello, everyone.
We are today.
Well, we were just discussing barefoot sandals and the making of them and wearing them out in public. And, as barefooters, we either we do something like that or we just go bare, I think. I've noticed that since I've started completely barefooting, I do take a lot better care of my feet. I make sure that that they look nice, that I keep, I clean them at night, I lotion them so that I don't get, the cracks in my heels and things like that. But
right.
Also like some decorative things sometimes, like some barefoot sandals, so I can't wait to make some. And I also have toe rings. what about you, Sam? How do you like the barefoot sandals and all that as well, right?
I do, and I have actually over a decade of jewelry making, so I've definitely progressed through all of the mediums from, wax linens and yarns and cloths to now, which I prefer, is to craft and wear teen sandals. So I love nail polish, so I also am on the realm of making sure that I always look nice and not unsightly, and I don't do a lot in terms of routines for my feet. I just like to exfoliate so often with pumice stone so I don't have excessive buildup of skin. I do have a skin condition,
right, yes.
So I have to be, careful to avoid any kind of cracks and being vulnerable, making myself vulnerable in that way.
Right.
I love bling, so... And the funny topic is I don't like toe rings, though. I bought a few last summer to try it out, and it kind of goes along the lines to my feelings with socks. I feel claustrophobic. It's just too restrictive, and I can't overcome it, so I gave those away.
I have a couple of them that are a little more bulky, and they're not comfortable, but there's – certain ones I can tolerate, and the other ones just are very uncomfortable. But I just have to try them and see if they work. And if they don't, I take them off and go for the next one.
I'm very much the same right now in this kind of I want to wear them, and I think it's just like finding the right material or right style, and maybe something thinner or flexible or something like that would be more comfortable for me. But I love bling, so... I'm all for it, especially, I know we've talked several times in our Facebook group about personal preferences when it comes to bling and opening up the conversation to men who do their nails and wear jewelry and stuff, and I'm always an advocate for it. I love it.
I talked to a guy earlier this week that says he wears toe rings.
Yeah, it's the material it's made of is tungsten carbide, so it's it's well designed as a ring with etchings on it. But walking around on the concrete and so forth, it doesn't get damaged.
Yeah, it doesn't wear it down.
Yeah, and and there's also the other thing of it, like this past week I my intention was to go ahead and paint my toenails that gunmetal color. There's you use the black toenail polish first, and there's a very particular clear coating that you put on it, and it turns it silver. It's coincidentally the same color as my my old deep platinum color was, which I thought was cool.
Cool.
Yeah, match my teeth. What's up?
That's really neat.
I'll do it this week. But yeah, it's just it's fun. It's fun, you know. You just maintain your feet. I mean, yes, they're gonna get dirty from you walking around barefoot, but you'd be just like anybody else. You know, just take care of yourself.
Here's a little thing that people don't realize: by the age of 50, the average person is over 75,000 miles on your feet. Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy when you really stop and think about it. We put 75,000 miles on our feet by the time we're 50. So just that is very important for us to take care of our feet no matter what.
Yes, you got to take care of yourself.
Now correlate that with natural, like, breathing. Like, in our lifetime, we will take certain amount of breath, and there's people who will make that disconnection of, like, and I'm going to spend most of them holding them. I'm going to spend my 75,000 steps in shoes, disconnected. Like, the long-term wear on your body, like, doesn't really hit people when you say, oh, well, I can't barefoot now that I'm 50 years old. I'm like, well, of course not. You just spent 50 years ruining your body.
Right. And I mean, just think of all, you know, the shoes. Just, I stop and think of all the years that I wasted on designer shoes or whatever, and my feet hurt so bad and have, you know, those ingrown toenails and all that. And since I've thrown the shoes away and decided to go barefoot, I don't have that problem anymore.
That might be another hindrance for some people. You know, it's like, oh no, my feet are somehow warped because of all the time I spent, you know, in and out of shoes throughout my life. It's like, don't sweat that either. Keep the shoes off. Just, you know, let your feet do their thing. You know, get some rehab on them.
Exactly. It's rehabilitation. It's not going to happen overnight. Like, just, I wouldn't expect someone to get into a car accident to just walk out of a hospital unscathed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be consistent, and it's got to be appropriate to you. I don't want to expect somebody to instantly go walk a mile barefoot, you know. I'm going to be like, let's go to the mailbox, you know, let's try that first.
That's why I was wanting to start to walk around my neighborhood, you know, just to, I don't know, start walking more. I know that I won't ever be, I can't run a 5K or anything, but, you know, walking, I might, you know, I can gradually build up to a certain amount of, a certain distance.
Right.
My barefoot activity for me has been biking. I have a standard city bike, and it's got those kind of pokey pedals. And that has been new experience for me, and a new kind of challenge and burden on my feet that I'm not used to. And somewhere on Facebook, I saw, I don't know if it was in our group or if it's something I shared on my timeline, but there was actual like a terrain course that you can build in your backyard for barefooting, where I think a lot of people,
I did see that.
Can you help me with the sensitivity issue? And to me, I relate that to, like, think about having a sensory input turned off for your entire life, like you can't hear or see, and then all of a sudden you get glasses that help you see color or help you hear. That overwhelming feeling of, now I have too much input. I feel like it's the same thing with feet, in that, in a way, you have to kind of learn to accept this new data and information being received through your feet. And I think that would be such a fun thing to offer people, like, come to our sensory, you know, backyard, whatever course.
That is an excellent idea.
That is a great idea.
Very good idea.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah,
I've
seen the pictures of it. It's you know, part of it is the tumbled stone kind of gravel. There's a section of it where it's just like, you know, three pieces of three lengths
little
of wood.
Little moss patch.
Right. You know, one has it's like a little sand pit. It's great. It's great. It's in your backyard, so you're completely.
Not mine. Well, we should probably do a shout out for Stephen. It's Stephen Morris. He does a lot of that stuff. So, if on the page, maybe look at his posts, because he definitely does a lot of that stuff. You know, educational wise for us.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm urging people. You know, just if you're on the fence post, you know, and stuff about kicking off your shoes and the embarrassment and stuff like that, who cares? Do they pay your bills? I mean, are they the ones that are taking care of your feet and all that? I mean, just try it. Walk into the local gas station. Keep your shoes in the car, you know, your flip-flops, whatever. Just step outside your car. Just little baby steps, and before you know it, you're like, oh, wow, I left home. I didn't even grab shoes.
I often recommend people, you know, and when they have their own interest and cause, I actually use barefoot as a way to bring awareness. You know, it's a great conversation starter. A lot of people ask, where are your shoes? Oh, I'm not wearing shoes because I'm protesting or I'm trying to bring awareness to something. And in recent times, you know, we're with controversies like Black Lives Matter and transgender restroom issues and stuff like that, I find that if a white adult took off their shoes and went around and felt that, what we're talking about, the people calling you names and saying dirty things behind your back, treating you differently, excluding you from their stores and businesses, is like one step closer to having solidarity to people who have those issues every day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, like, you know, what is the intention of our group and our movement? And it's pretty much to be obsolete. We want to go as far to where we don't have to bring awareness anymore. And I think a lot of people, when we do advocacy work, can see that correlation, can see that, we don't need to nitpick and be like, well, where's the law on this and where's the rights to that, you know? And I commend people for being diligent and wanting to be thorough and stuff like that,
right.
But it's a bigger concept than that. It's so much broader.
Exactly.
You know?
Well,
so
hey, listen.
If we can tell people it's wrong to turn people away because of their skin or their religion, stuff like that, then yes, absolutely. It seems so...
Absolutely.
We have 1 minute left before we're cut off of the air, and I just really want to say that I have enjoyed every single one of you, and I really appreciate you, Sam, for calling and speaking with us today.
Your last caller for the day?
Yes.
I encourage everybody to keep up the good work, because the most important part about a movement is we all have our role to play.
All right.
And
everybody, y'all have a good day. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. All right, you too.
Black Talk just clicked us off.
But it's okay.
It's all good. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What an awesome show.
Yeah.